The Mary Griffith Show is underway on this Giving Tuesday. And today's show and every show is sponsored by Hilbing Auto Body. Remember, if it happens to you, take it to Hilbing. Unfortunately, my guest yesterday, Marcel Wagner, had to take it to Hilbing's because the deer ran into his car. He didn't hit the deer. The deer ran into him, and then the deer was insulted that the car had been in his way. So we have some fun with that, let me tell you. But today we're going to talk about Giving Tuesday. Normally, we would talk with the Community Foundation, but this goes right along with that, because the Community Foundation's mission is to support all the not-for-profit agencies in our area and to make all of them have long-term success. And so today we've got Kate Blair here from Cornerstone. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, Mary.
Glad to have you alongside. Matt Schmidt is here from the Salvation Army.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Elizabeth Swick is here from the Arts Center.
Yes, thank
you. And newly married.
Yes.
First Christmas as a newlywed.
It is, yeah.
Okay, he better come through, right?
Hopefully.
You better come through.
I've trained him. So.
Let's talk about Giving Tuesday. For something that's a little bit lower profile, like the Arts Center, we think of them as an arts organization. Many people have gone and taken classes there. Their children have gone there. We've been through your galleries and seen the beautiful work of area and non-area artists. But what can we do on Giving Tuesday to give to the Quincy Arts Center?
Yeah, I think that people forget that we are a nonprofit because we do offer so many sort of programs and activities and classes. But we do rely on people's donations and their support to continue these services for the community. So with Giving Tuesday, this is a huge day for us to kind of ask for support and give people that opportunity to help us out.
Because you spend a lot of money putting on art installations.
Yes.
Your admission fee is very small, and of
course,
it's free.
Yes.
So that's very small, yeah. And so you don't really charge to do what you do, so you have to make your money through private donations.
Yes.
Now, of course, Giving Tuesday is a day we want to give. We also want to mention, I haven't heard much about the Beaux Arts Ball.
Yes, the Beaux Arts Ball is happening very soon on the 22nd. So it's on a Sunday this year,
okay.
But it's still at the Oakley Lindsay Center. So those are $20 a ticket.
Okay, so that's one way that you make
yes.
money. But on Giving Tuesday, is there a way they can text or something special
yes.
they can do?
They can text. They can visit our website. They can go to our Facebook and our Instagram. We're going to be doing stories all day about the impact that those donations do for our community. And they can always become a member, too. We actually also have a competitive match grant from the Tracy Family Foundation for this. So people that give today, their dollars will go twice as far for our organization this year.
That is something very much to emphasize.
Yes.
So give today on Giving Tuesday, and you stretch your dollar from a $1 donation to two, or from 20 to 40, or from
yes.
100 to 200. So thank you, Tracy Family Foundation.
Yes,
okay.
And the Community Foundation for all that they do for all of us area nonprofits.
It is very important. Matt Schmidt, the Salvation Army. Gee, I've hardly heard of that organization. At Christmas time, they seem so under the radar.
Pretty quiet this time of year.
Giving Tuesday, though, happens this same time of year every year. And this is a time when a lot of people do have the Salvation Army at the top of their mind. Why should they give today on Giving Tuesday?
Well, it's always a special time of year for us. So not necessarily Giving Tuesday, but, you know, if you walk past a kettle today, a nice way to give. But you can text to donate Quincy to 24365. But what's special this year is I think, is how all the several local nonprofits have kind of come under one umbrella through an organization known as Forefront. And you can do one-stop shopping today. So maybe you're like, well, I like to support the Salvation Army. I like to support Cornerstone. I like to support the Arts Center and many others. So if you go to a website called ilgive.com today, what you'll find is 17 Quincy organizations, and it's one-stop gifting today. You know, you've had Black Friday and Cyber Monday, and now we have Giving Tuesday. And so you want to spread your donations around. You can go to this website today, and you can choose to give so much to each organization. Do all your giving, December giving right now, end of the year giving, and you can support a lot of organizations in one stop, and all that money comes back to the Quincy organizations.
That's important. You know, when you give to the Quincy Arts Center, obviously our money is staying here locally. When you give to cornerstone, that money stays locally. The Salvation Army, with its really worldwide presence, a lot of people want to make sure that when they give to the Salvation Army, that it's staying in Quincy or Pittsfield or Hannibal or wherever they're giving that to. So you're guaranteeing that that money is segregated and given to the local chapters.
Right. The great thing that, you know, the Salvation Army is an international organization, right, but it works at a grassroots level. So when you support the Salvation Army, you support your local community. So everything that is donated stays in Quincy, or if it's donated in Hannibal, it stays in Hannibal. But this is just a great opportunity. So what's nice about it, maybe you got somebody listening online today that doesn't live in Quincy, but, you know, like, hey, I still like to support my Quincy nonprofits. You go to that website today, and your money will come right back to Quincy. So you can pick anybody today, spread out how you want to do your donation. So it's a nice benefit to everybody. Just hopefully get the word out to let them know that this is out there.
One of the most heartwarming Christmas stories I have, and he's old enough now that I can tell it, but a young man, his mother called me and she was just frantic. She said, I've got to get a private Santa Claus because my son wrote his letter to Santa and all he wants from Santa before Christmas, if you can, Santa, make a special stop, I want money to put in the Salvation Army kettle. He wanted to go around and put money in the Salvation Army kettles at all the different places that he had seen. He thought that would be so cool. So we got Santa Claus to come and give him money so that he could go that day and put it in the Salvation Army kettle. Memories like that. First of all, they were so proud of him because instead of asking for toys for himself, you know, here they get the list. They think, okay, we got to go shopping. Oh, no, this is even harder. How are we going to get to pull this off? Where Santa comes down from the North Pole early to deliver this. But something like that really warms your heart because it makes you understand that even the youngest kid gets that that Red Kettle campaign helps. And even the youngest can be part of Giving Tuesday. There's nothing wrong with telling your kids, what do you like to do? Do you like to color? Do you like to paint? Do you like art? You know, maybe there's a lot of kids. We'll get to you in a minute, Kate, that need a lot of emotional counseling and stuff. This is a way to help children who maybe aren't who are less fortunate than your own. So this Giving Tuesday is really catching on. How widespread is Giving Tuesday? How many people do you think participate in Giving Tuesday? That's kind of an open question out there. Who knows the answer?
I don't know how many, but it's a thing. I mean, it is, and I think that's why Forefront is helping creating these community pages so that we don't, you know, because quite frankly, if we had to try to compete online today on Giving Tuesday with this whole national thing going on, it would be tough to take the time to create the payment system and everything. So Forefront, that Matt mentioned, is our nonprofit association in Illinois that just teed up this whole thing and said, hey, we will brand it and get it all ready. Just fill in your story, and we will create a community page for Quincy and some other areas with everybody in Quincy that can speak, you know, and come on shows like yours today, Mary, and thank you, to, you know, talk about, you know, to same idea as the little boy you're talking about, you know, take a breath, stop shopping for a second, and think about, hey, maybe I want to give back. It's like taking a second to make your kid give away a toy before you, you know, shower them with all, because you want to do both. So
yeah, I mean, we all want Santa to come, and that's a wonderful, joyous part of Christmas. And the birth of the baby Jesus. And, you know, we want our children to share in all those traditions and share in all that understanding. But we also want them to the reason for the season, the perfect gift. And we want them to think of others who are less fortunate.
Absolutely.
But let's talk a little bit about Cornerstone, because you're kind of in the same boat as the Quincy Arts Center. You're
right.
Standalone.
Right.
There isn't a Cornerstone franchise in every town.
Exactly. And we do have a for-profit, you know, arm of our business where we have fee-for-service for some of our for our general counseling and our psychiatry services. But we have programs that we, and by the way, those are mostly paid by insurance, but we do have programs that we give away, and so we do raise money for that side because the whole works, we just need to raise money to balance the budget and meet all those obligations. So that's why we're out there. We didn't want to miss it, and we appreciate everybody. We are on the board this morning. Before I came over, I took a look, and we've got some donations happening. So it's fun to see. It's kind of a new thing for us to jump in there and do something like this today, because you know, we have our big event, dancing, that's coming up, where we work really hard to raise money. That's coming up in February. But you kind of got to do it all and reach people online if that's where they're at today. So,
and when it comes up with, you know, whoever thought of Giving Tuesday is a genius, because I think a lot of people really are, by this time, they hopefully have gotten most of the gifts that they really need to purchase to make everybody happy, and now they're starting to think, perhaps it is over-commercialized. Perhaps there is a true meaning for Christmas out there, and so Giving Tuesday is a way to do that. So go to ilgive.com, ilgive.com. 17 Quincy not-for-profit agencies are listed on there. They've all been vetted. They're all going to use your money wisely and for local services. And so when you give money through that, you know you're doing the right thing. Let's talk a little bit about Cornerstone Services. We keep hearing about mental health.
Right.
It's, you know, first we've got to get over the stigma of mental health. Now we wouldn't have school shootings. We wouldn't have all this violence. We wouldn't have all these things if we had better mental health. It seems
right.
to be that we're coming to the understanding
yes.
that mental health is important, but we're not really putting the dollars behind that understanding.
Right.
So talk a little bit about the not-for-profit aspect of Cornerstone and the kinds of people that you're helping get some mental health and counseling services. Because if children, especially in families, can be helped early on, you know, it really makes a difference, early intervention.
Absolutely. And so I'll just tell you a little bit. Cornerstone is obviously a nonprofit mental health counseling agency. So we have general counseling. We have caseworkers, and we have psychiatric evaluation and medication management. So those are our broad services. And to go back to a couple of the specialized programs that we have where we don't charge, it kind of gets to answer your question, Mary, which is an example of one of those is at-risk youth counseling through a program called the Comprehensive Youth Services that Community Foundation and other private grantors fund for us. And so that is an example of where you, most of the referrals come from the social workers at the schools where you've got some kids that come from very hard places. They are trying to get through school. They're trying to stay in school. So our job is to meet those kids in the school building, coordinate with the school system to create the time and the space to not have to have them come to us, but we go to them. So our therapists have collaborated with the schools since the mid-80s on that particular program. And that's an example of, you know, keep them in school, keep them not being suspended, keep families together so they can finish school and become a productive member of our society. So if you don't meet that kid right there for that particular example, they might fall through the cracks and end up in the juvenile justice system. So there are all socioeconomic levels of students in the schools, and some kids especially really, really need that early intervention to help them, you know, make it through class with everything that's on their mind and the troubles they've got going on at home. So that's one example. I could talk longer, but we probably don't have time.
Well, we have to take a commercial break,
yeah.
So you can't talk longer now. But we'll come back,
right,
and you can maybe
good.
Talk a little bit longer.
Thank
You're
you.
Listening to the voice of Kate Blair there from Cornerstone. Matt Schmidt is here from the Salvation Army. And Elizabeth Swick. Did I get it right?
Swick.
Swick.
Yeah.
Swick.
Yeah. It's like a novel.
I know. Swick.
Elizabeth Swick.
Okay. Is here from the Quincy Art Center. And today is Caring and Giving Tuesday. Go to ilgive.com. 17 Quincy organizations could use your help today. Looking forward to The Grinch being on TV tonight at 7 o'clock, or as Steve Bohl likes to call it, the autobiography of Mary Griffith, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Well, today's Giving Tuesday. It's one of these made-up holidays, but three people in studio are very happy that they made this up because they are representatives of three not-for-profit agencies that depend so much on private donations. Elizabeth Swick is here from the Quincy Arts Center, Matt Schmidt from the Salvation Army, and Kate Blair from Cornerstone. And it's very critical. Kate, you were just talking before we went to commercial break about how important mental health, for example, is to our community. In a way, all three of your agencies can collaborate, as do most of the not-for-profits in Quincy. They're all collaborating for the good of the community. And, for example, some children that have trouble expressing their emotions, they can find a way to do that through art. I'm sure sometimes your art lessons at the Art Center become a therapeutic session, whether you plan on them being one or not, right?
Yes. Well, we always kind of plan, you know, because we do recognize it as a way of therapy and as a way for kids to express themselves. So we do have our Smart Kids program that goes into the school, and we do the K through third grade classes because they do not have art required by the state. So we go in and we fill that void for them.
And there is
so that
no
they know
art.
That they have a way to communicate.
I think a lot of people would be surprised to know that there, because there is no requirement from the state that you have art until the fourth grade, which is ridiculous. That's my commentary. The Quincy Public Schools rely on private, not-for-profit organizations to provide that art to those youngsters.
Yeah.
And the Art Center's at the forefront of a lot of that.
Yes, and we love to do it. We love to see the kids just kind of open up and express themselves in ways that they didn't think that they could before. So that's a gift that we get.
That's the gift that gives back. Matt, same way at the Kroc Center and the Salvation Army. We think of the Salvation Army having a homeless shelter, of having a food pantry, but even the Kroc Center as part of your ministry is very important to the well-being of people. There's a lot of probably mental health issues that are worked out on the basketball court or in the swimming pool, right?
Well, I could imagine that is definitely the case, and as you talked about mental health, and I think we see a lot of that with the clients we serve, and especially at the shelter, you know, that there's a reason they struggle maintaining homes and maintaining jobs is because they struggle with their mental health. And sometimes it's difficult on our part to match them up with the services they need just because they don't have insurance. They don't have other resources with them. But it's definitely a need we see, and people who struggle to just maintain a sense of well-being in their lives. And you know, we take a lot for granted and we think, oh, we have jobs to go to, we've got homes, we've got groceries to get. And when you struggle with mental illness, that really throws everything else in your life out of whack, and it makes it difficult for them to just be stable.
Yeah, that stability affects not only the person but the whole family. Well, folks, the bottom line is today is Giving Tuesday. Hopefully a day when maybe you say to yourself, you know, I just don't know what to get for Aunt Bertha. She doesn't need another teapot. She certainly doesn't need another knickknack. But maybe I could give her the gift of an Art Center membership or a class at the Art Center where she could get her hands in some clay. Maybe I could make a donation in her honor to Cornerstone so that families can have the stability we've always had from Aunt Bertha in her honor. We'll make that possible. Or maybe I can make sure that a child or an adult gets that food and lodging they need from the Salvation Army by making a gift in honor or in memorial for someone. Matt, you did it so eloquently. I'm going to let you go ahead and tell us about IL Give and how we can give today on Giving Tuesday.
That's right. Just go to ilgive.com, and they call it I'll Give, you know. So check it out, 17 Quincy organizations. And for those who really like to know where their money is going, you can click on an organization, and it will give you ideas of how your money is supporting our organization, whether you want to give $20, $25, $100. There's some ideas there, and most of us have videos up there as well. So there's plenty of information if that's the type of stuff you like before you give as well. So like you said, it's one-stop shopping. If you want to give to all 17, you can. If you have certain areas, whether it's social services, education, arts, health and well-being, there's something there for everybody.
Okay. Thank you to all the work you do to make our community such a great place. Remember, folks, Giving Tuesday goes on all day. At the Arts Center, you get a match from the Tracy Foundation. There's probably lots of incentives for giving to your favorite charity today, so please do it. And if today you forget, Giving Wednesday, we're declaring it. You can still get money any day. They will be happy to take it. Thank you to Elizabeth, Matt, and Kate for coming by today on Giving Tuesday. I hope you gave raise lots and lots of money today for your charities.
You bet.
Thanks for having us, Mary.
Thank you.
We're
so going
to take a break, go up to the IRSA Farmers Cooperative and see what's happening on the farm markets.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile.
The Grinch is on tonight at 7 o'clock. Last night it was Rudolph and Yukon Cornelius looking for gold. And today we are welcoming Jimmy and Rory O'Donnell brothers who own the O'Donnell Cookson Life Celebration Home in Quincy at 1435 State Street. Kyle Cookson decided to retire from the funeral home business, and what better place to go and seek new ownership than right here in the backyard, because O'Donnell has been a name in Hannibal for many years, but actually you own funeral homes in several different towns, including Lewis Brothers Funeral Home in Palmyra.
That's right, Mary, and just have a wonderful connection to this area, and it's an opportunity to continue to serve the community that's been so good to us. And so as there's been opportunities for our family, with Rory joining in the business, and we actually have a younger brother that is helping us, Jordan in Hannibal. We just love what we do and offering that healing experience to the families, and so we're very excited to be here in Quincy and serving the community.
Well, we're glad to have you here. You mentioned it's a family affair. Talk a little bit about your latest acquisition is here in Quincy, the original home in Hannibal, but tell us about your other range of homes, because I think some people aren't familiar because they may not be branded under the O'Donnell name.
Yes, so the James O'Donnell Funeral Home is in Hannibal, and we've been in existence since 1895, and that's me and Rory are the fifth generation in our family to be in the funeral business. Lewis Brothers Funeral Chapel in Palmyra, Missouri was established in 1917, and we've basically had a connection with the Lewises that dates back to that point of working together over the years. And so when the Lewises were ready to retire, that was an something that made sense to kind of help them out and expand our offerings to the community. And there's the James O'Donnell Funeral Home in Monroe City, Missouri. We had a number of families that we had always served from the Hannibal area in Monroe, and now we're able to offer our own facility there in Monroe City. And with Quincy, just very, very excited, too, with the Cooksons and their wonderful legacy of serving the community that dates back many, many years. We, too, have served several Quincy families over the years, and it offers us a facility that we're able to serve those families and you know, offer the families a healing experience that helps them celebrate life.
Well, we're glad to have you on board. And again, I knew your father very well, and it was always a great time in Hannibal. Whenever I had to go out and raise money for any charity that I was involved in, they never said no at O'Donnell Funeral Homes. I'll go there first. Rory, tell us a little bit about yourself. You just recently joined the business. That means you had a life outside of mortuary?
Yeah, you know, I spent about 15 years up in Chicago working on the floor of the Chicago Board of Trade.
Wow.
Working in corn futures. And when they closed their doors in 2015 to the open outcry pit, kind of started a conversation with Jimmy and I over the years of, you know, what it might look like if we got, you know, joined up with the family business, and this just kind of turned into, you know, a very unusual opportunity that we just couldn't Pass up.
From the high-paced corn trading at the Chicago Board of Trade to, I won't say slower pace because I'm sure you have some very frantic days, but the beauty of a funeral director is nobody's ever supposed to see you sweat, right? So you have to be calm when fortunes are being traded. You have to be calm when family fortunes are on the line too, right?
Absolutely, and there is a pressure to get it right on your first try, and really
you don't
it,
get a so. Second chance, yeah. Do you? No, they have one funeral in your lifetime. Well, let's talk about your candlelight memorial. It is coming up this Sunday, December 8th at 2 in the afternoon. Absolutely everyone can come to the O'Donnell Cooks and Life Celebration Home at 1435 State in Quincy. What goes on at the Candlelight Memorial?
The Candlelight Memorial is really something that we've seen that we've done at some of our other funeral homes over the past 15 years, that the holidays, we know the Christmas season can be such a busy time with the shopping and scheduling to get here and there, that sometimes you just need to schedule a few quiet moments to yourself. And this allows people an opportunity, something you can put on the calendar to get together. Whether you've lost somebody this year or 20 years ago, we still know that the Christmas and holidays can be hard. So we offer a brief ceremony. This year, Father Chris Comerford from Blessed Sacrament Catholic Church is going to join us, and Reverend Steve Disler are going to lead a brief ceremony to kind of just help us get in the right mindset for Christmas. It's a beautiful candlelit ceremony where everyone has a candle. We light a candle in memory of the person we're remembering. We'll have some beautiful Christmas music. We're excited this year to have Olivia Lawler, who's assistant dance coach at QU. She's going to play some beautiful violin music.
Oh,
we'll
my.
Have some other Christmas music and holiday treats afterwards. So we're always excited to eat Christmas cookies, so that always helps.
Well, Reverend Disler, he will come to your grief from a position of knowing his own grief, because he's had some tragic loss in his life and yet is one of the most positive, uplifting people. And Father Chris is my pastor and, of course, St. Louis Cardinal pastor. So he knows all about praying. This year, I don't know what happened, Father Chris. You didn't pray hard enough. But this is a tough time of year. You meet people in some of their lowest moments when you're in the business that you're in. And yet, from that, it's kind of like being a firefighter or a police officer. From that moment of absolute tragedy, how you handle that can make all the difference for a family, too. And so having this candlelight memorial, I think a lot of times people they're told, snap out of it, or your mom's been dead for 10 years, or I'm sorry your husband died, but, you know, other people are dating already, and you're still back there, you know, almost in stage one grief. People come to these things at different points in their life. So this candlelight memorial will meet everybody where they are. Some people are ready to be more joyous, and other people are still kind of, they're caught a little bit more in a darker time, especially at this time of year.
Absolutely, Mary. I think that's one of the neat things about this ceremony is you can participate as much as you want to, or you can be as passive as you want to and just sit in the back. I think us being together, sometimes that means the world of just being there. And maybe you start to share a story. And I know in what we do as a life celebration home, we really always encourage the storytelling, gathering the memories, the thought process being that maybe we share a story, then maybe there's a smile. And if we get a smile or two going and some stories exchanged, that starts to put us on the healing path. And that's really one of the exciting things that we're wanting to share with the Quincy community is some of the renovations to the funeral home. We're really offering a healing experience that shares the path of your loved one's life, maybe spending a little bit more time to kind of co-create and recreate some of the special things in that person's life. So this quiet time that we can get together is really something that we have found that really helps families over the years.
Yeah, that music and everything, that always very healing. The life celebration aspect, I think I was watching 60 Minutes or something. They were talking about funerals and how more people are having, yes, we're always sad when people pass, but instead of this, you know, dum, dum, dum kind of thing, they're having like the Corvette Club's there and they've all got their Corvettes and the flags are flying and, you know, it's almost like a party. And of course, some people think that's completely out of whack, disrespectful, whatever. They don't have to choose that. But right. It seems to me that the funeral You know, you talk about the life celebration. It's more about the joyousness of a life lived, right? As I think more modern day, people are getting away from, well, for one thing, people are less churched.
Exactly.
So they're not having perhaps the formal church ceremony that the funeral was the major part of it. Now the celebration or the funeral service at the funeral home is the major thing. And a lot of people are saying we can be a little bit more lighthearted.
Absolutely. And I think one of the neat things about where we are at in life celebration and funeral service today is we can adapt. We do tradition, and we do that very well as far as a church service and a traditional visitation. What we have seen with our families is, though, a small degree of uniqueness in sharing the path of mom's life. We find meaning in that, and we find healing in that. And just some of the small things, for example, we had a service where a minister, he was a carpenter, and he had worked and remodeled a lot of the churches he was in. And the very first Christmas gift he got from his wife when they were married was a hammer. And that became his favorite hammer over the years. Never replaced that hammer in 50, 60 some odd years of marriage. For the service, with some of the attributes and talents of the team that we work with, we were able to take a picture of that actual hammer and laser print that hammer and give people attending Reverend Thornton's hammer. That actual hammer that he got that first Christmas. And so, you know, that's something that brings meaning. It's something that's special, and it can't help but bring a smile to your face and trigger other memories. And so that's the path we're wanting to walk our families down.
Wow, I can't wait to die. No. Well, it's been wonderful getting to meet you. I laughed when Jimmy put his head in the door. I said, oh, I know you. I've never met you, but you're the spitting image of your dad. And Rory, I see a lot of your dad in you too. And I tell you what I see. I see the generosity of your dad in both of you. And I bet that funerals have changed a lot since 1895, that first generation probably wouldn't recognize so much of what we have today, but it's nice to have you in town. And folks, remember, it doesn't matter who did your funeral services, whether Cooksons did them or not, everyone is welcome to the Candlelight Memorial, remembering those we love, Sunday, December 8th, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, absolutely free to everyone. You would like folks to RSVP just so you have enough candles. That number is 222-3662 to RSVP. But if for some reason you're out and about on Sunday and 2 o'clock hits you and you get a little feeling like I need a pick me up, just stop by. They'll let you in without an RSVP. Rory, nice to meet you. You're kind of quiet.
Very nice to meet you.
Is Jimmy your older brother?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can tell. Where do you fall in the family line?
I'm the middle child.
You're the middle child. And Jared is the third. How many are there of you guys?
There's three of us. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Three more. You're like the Peters family. How many heating and air conditioning outlets can we have across the tri-states and the work kids you have? So we're just going to keep growing and growing. The O'Donnell funeral home business is going to keep growing to meet the needs of your family.
We will always meet the need, but we're very, very happy with where we're at and just excited to be here in Quincy and look forward to getting to know the community better.
Thank you very much. Nice to meet you. Folks, mark down December 8th. If you are still having some grief issues, come to this healing service with Reverend Steve Distler and Father Chris Comerford. And those two alone will, I'm sure, uplift you as well as the beautiful violin music. Thank you so much.